Hi, I'm Lynn, compulsive eater and sugar addict. And I thought I'd tell you my story today. I'm going to start at the beginning, actually, before the beginning. My mom actually had her tubes tied 8 years before I was born. And so I always felt like I didn't belong and like I was a mistake. When I was little, I was very anemic and couldn't gain weight, which most of us wish we had that problem. But I grew out of it around age 12 and started gaining. And I was pretty average through high school, but I felt like I was really fat. And when I went to college, I met the man of my dreams. We got engaged. And then a week later, he was killed in a mugging. And that's when I really started gaining weight. And I just was stuffing my feelings down with food. I was overweight most of my adult life, always on a diet, always yo-yoing up and down. I finally lost about 70 pounds and then my mom died. And I decided I just didn't care anymore. And I decided I was going to be fat and happy, but the truth is I wasn't happy. I was miserable. I didn't like myself. I didn't like the way I looked. I didn't like the way I felt. I eventually got up to 336 pounds and I was on like 20 pills a day for anxiety and depression, diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. I had arthritis in my knees. I couldn't go up and down the stairs. I'm sure a lot of you can relate to these things. So on New Year's Eve 2020, I decided that I was going to have bariatric surgery. And I lost 70 pounds before my surgery. I had gastric bypass in June 2021, and I lost another 75 pounds after the surgery. And I reversed my diabetes, my high blood pressure. I got down to like 5 pills a day instead of 20. And then in 2023, I got involved with a guy, and it ended very, very badly. And I thought, I deserve a treat. And I started eating sugar again. And I found out that if I ate little bits of sugar, it didn't make me sick, but I could eat, throughout the day. And it turned into grazing and it turned into every day. And I gained back about 70 pounds of the 75 that I had lost after surgery. I started wondering, why did I do this to myself if, this surgery, if I was going to just gain the weight back? I didn't stop and think, why am I eating the way that I am? Why am I burying my feelings with food? And then my A1C started creeping back up. My doctor put me on Mounjaro. And then 2 years ago, I finally found OA. And at the time, I was kind of working the steps. I was still eating sugar now and then. July 17th, 2024, we had a bake sale at work and I really indulged. I just couldn't stop myself. And the next morning, the Mounjaro kicked in and my sugar was 40. And I was lucky I woke up. I thought for sure my son was going to find me passed out on the floor because I felt so horrible. And I managed to make my way to the kitchen, grab a protein shake, drink that, and it leveled me out again. But that was really a wake-up call. And so I stopped eating sugar. It's been a year since I've had sugar. Just celebrated that. And I've released 68 of the 70 pounds that I gained back. I've been working my program. I've found that, through working the steps of this program, I have been able to deal with the feelings that I was burying. I have worked through the steps. I've just been finding more about myself and I'm learning to love myself, which is something very unique for me. I've found a lot of friends and people that I really care about and who care about me in OA. I'm just really thankful for this program that made me look at what I was really doing to myself with my eating, not just at my body, which is what I was looking at before. I was always focused on how I looked and not how I was thinking. And even with bariatric surgery, it's a tool, and you have to work it, and you have to change the way you think, the way you think about food, the way you think about yourself, the way you think about exercise. And I didn't do that after my surgery, and OA has helped me do that, and I'm really grateful for that. And I know that wasn't 20 minutes, but that's about all I have. I just, I'm grateful that I'm finally learning to love myself. And it's been through they say in OA, let us love you until you can love yourself. And that's the way it's been. And I just really appreciate that. And I appreciate the welcome.